Chapter 1. The Emperor's Games.
Request permission to transfer. Corius slammed the wax tablet containing his request down on the desk. The wax cracked off at the corner and he glared at it, thumbs hooked in his belt. The optio in the headquarters at Misenum Naval Base scooped the tablet into one hand.
I'll see that it goes through, he said, blank-faced.
Centurion Corius Julianus put in for a transfer once a week, regular as sunrise. Another tablet in the stack wasn't going to make any difference, but the optio wouldn't have dreamed of saying so. Centurion Julianus was a senior officer, and a man plainly on the thin edge of his temper.
A bad week, sir? He inquired carefully.
Oh, no, Corius said sarcastically. His aquiline face was tight-stretched, and a few locks of brown hair stuck out untidily from beneath his helmet rim. He looked as if he had jammed it on his head in a hurry.
I'm a professional soldier. I put in 9 years in the field so I can come here to ship 14 lions and a hippopotamus up the Tiber, along with a herd of goats to feed the lions.
Have you ever slept on a ship where they've been slaughtering goats? Have you ever smelled a lion?
Mithras, God, I can still smell their stench on me, and I soaked in the bath with half a bottle of my wife's scent.
Well, I expect the next run won't be so bad, sir, the optio said soothingly.
The duties of a peacetime navy got on most men's nerves, but Centurion Julianus looked ready to go around the bend.
No, this time we'll get to ship a hold full of sand. Sand, mind you.
We'll need half the whole damned fleet because Italian sand isn't pretty enough. And now the Emperor wants a water fight, bless him, to cap off the big day for his games. On the old Augustan Lake by the Tiber. It hasn't been filled in 30 years and will probably drown half the audience. If I'd wanted to be a damned actor, I'd have put on a gold wig and a dress and gone into the theatre. The optio nodded sympathetically. A water spectacle meant two navies of condemned men in fake uniforms.